Matthew Gospel 28.
We are looking at you and I in the school of prayer. There's such a thing as when you learn something. The Christian faith is learned and practiced. It's both learned and practiced. If you practice without learning, error can creep in. And by the way, one of the men I really respect and regard in the work of ministry passed on early today, Baba Olowere, met him once. What the man? He's a prophet of God. Orioke Agbara. Yeah. Some of you might know him, some of you might not know him. If you are an old timer, you know him very well. CAC, Orioke Agbara, Baba Olowere, very influential man in the body of Christ. When you talk about signs and wonders with purity of doctrine, he had been preaching it since the 70s. Amen. Amen. God bless his life. The memory of the just is blessed. Amen. All right. So we're looking at Matthew 28. So we said, if you practice without learning, error can creep in. And you see a lot of that today. Where people, they do things, but they don't know it. You know, so you ask, so what did you just do now? And I said, I don't know. Now, it's not going to be every time that you do something that you don't know the error creeps in. But imagine you speak in tongues. And then someone's asking you, so how do I speak in tongues? You say, I don't know. I'm just speaking tongues. I'm just speaking my own tongues. That's nothing like your own tongues. But because you've not learned it, error is creeping in. And then you now see people saying, oh, you are speaking India. That when you said it, I heard somebody. You are speaking Korea. No. At least I know that's somebody because it sounds funny. Amen. Yeah, Pastor, how do you know? The only Korean film I watched. What year was that? 2020. That was lockdown. Alright. And I enjoyed it. They enjoyed it too. In fact, they came to my house. Lodge overnight because of a Korean movie. Yo, cell leaders, two cell leaders. Amen. It's not prayer they came to do. I woke up in the middle of the night, I saw them earnestly coveting. They are not praying for souls, they are not praying for the nations. They were paying attention to every detail. Alright, so you must learn what you practice. And a reason why a lot of people don't pray is also because they don't even know why should I pray? I mean, I feel good. I don't feel like anybody's chasing me. I don't feel like, say the word. I mean, that's not the English of aye. Village people. If you're not Nigerian, you might not understand what village people means. You probably don't even have a village. You're not African. So, you know, no, but I feel good in my life. Why should I pray? Because you've always thought that prayer is for when things are going wrong. No. In fact, there's no better time to pray than when things are going right. And so, it must be learned and practiced. So we say, if you don't learn it, what can happen? Error can start happening. What if you now learn and you don't practice? Then all you have is head knowledge. Have you met some mechanical engineers that finish with first class honors and cannot change his tire? But you study mechanical engineering. You say, yes, I know the distance between the bolts. Actually, the diameter, the circumference of a ring. There's a way it connects to the auger. Change this tire. All this is your circumference and change tire. You study mechanical engineering. You cannot even change oil of your own car. What is the engineering that is in your name? Amen. They should be calling you a farmer. Nothing wrong with farming. Amen. Very lucrative work in this day and age. So, Christian faith is both learned and practiced. Are you with me? So, Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Then in verse 19, he says, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. And let me just say this. There's a theme I'm seeing around social media and the internet generally. in this day and time, there's a lot of arguments. I've always said it, if you're a Glorious House Church member, you have no business. I'll say it again, you have no business arguing doctrine online. Amen. What I do, listen, when I see an uproar of that kind of thing, people are arguing, does God kill, does God not kill, all of that. What I just do is, I go back to what God is doing with me, and I dig deeper. Amen. Amen. I build on my faith. A wise man said, you be like a duck. You are calm on the surface, but underneath, it's labor. Amen. Have you seen a duck paddle before? Have you seen a duck paddle before? With their web feet. They paddle vehemently. They are serious paddlers. You see them calm on the surface as though nothing's happening. But underneath is labor. That's the way ministers of the gospel ought to be. When people see you, they don't see anything. It's just, but you're praying. You're studying. Is that clear? Don't join unnecessary, you know. Let your discipleship do the talking. Let your labor do the talking. If I'm your pastor, you've never seen me argue online. If you've seen me argue online, you saw a parody account. Can't be me. I don't have that energy. Amen. I'd rather use it to go and pray. I'll use it to go and study. So don't join that. All right. So it says, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. So the purpose is clear. Say the purpose is clear. Come on. Talk to someone beside you and say, your purpose is clear. You know, sometimes people try hard to find out their purpose. Say, what's my purpose in life? What has God called me to do? What does God want me to do? I know this face. What's the name? You were in church on Sunday. It's your first time. You see me on Thursday. You've seen me before then. Yeah. Good to see you. Alright. Alright, so, he said, what's my purpose in life? What has God called me to do? Is it to be an engineer? Why am I using engineering today? Am I sent to an engineer? You studied engineering, wait after the service, see me. Alright. I studied insurance engineering. I want to see you, sir. Engineering. Just see me, I don't know. Maybe it'll be clearer by then. Alright, so the purpose is clear. It says, to teach all nations. So the church must acknowledge that our existence is for a reason. It's not to develop economies. It's not to get political leadership. I understand that the church wants to be relevant and all that. But that is not the business of the church. The business of the church is not to work miracles self. How about that one? Papa, papa, papa. See it, see it. There's a man here. See ya, overseer, general overseer, see him. You know, when you start involving yourself in those kind of nonsense, you ridicule what God really is doing. And you allow unbelievers, you allow people who have given themselves over to the devil to mock what God is doing. That's not the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is clear. Raise disciples. Go into the world and preach. If you are not doing that, you are on the wrong side. It's not a matter of what, ifs, maybes, because you are on the wrong side. God gave you a clear purpose. Preach the gospel. If you're not doing that, whatever you are doing is wrong. We pray because of that. We give because of that. We want the things of the Spirit because of that. We gather in church because of that. I want to prophesy. I see Jacob. Yeah, my name is Jacob. Listen, I don't want to prophesy to you. No, I don't want to prophesy to you. Give me another person. What's that? So I move by the Spirit. I am disciplined with the things of the Spirit. The purpose is clear. Go and teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The message is one. Because our God is one. Don't forget. Yeah, O Israel, Deuteronomy 6:4. Yeah, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Don't let the devil trick you into thinking that you know, I was just in there, Browell and some guys. Damola, were you there? Alright. Someone said, no, what's the longest name in the Bible? So, you know, you not grow up doing quiz. Isaiah 8:1, right? Mahel Shalal Ashbaz. Okay, in the Bible, no. He said, who is the disciple of Jesus now? He's Jesus' twin. When you don't read your Bible. He's just twin brother. You know, he has twin. Ibeji. He's Kendi. Alright, so that's the longest name in Bible. So, you know, someone had the effort to write on Facebook that what if Jesus' name was Mahel Shalal Hashbaz? That means we'll be saying in Mahel Shalal Hashbaz's name, when you want to preach, you say, I come to you in the name of Mahel Shalal Hashbaz. That's too long, right? That, so God understands the power of brand name. God understands branding. You are using the name of Jesus like that. Did they tell you that the name of Jesus is J-E-S-U-S? That's not his name. You can say J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, and demons will be looking at you and say, are you done? Wait, didn't a demon say, Jesus I know? Eh? Did a demon not say, Jesus I know, Paul I know? So what's special in the name? That's not the name. No. See, I just pointed Bible at him. He will collect it from you. I've seen a demon use Bible to beat someone before. Oh, Bible would have slap it. And he threw the Bible on the floor. Well, we give all that. Give that on. That was 2012. Amen. Don't be careful. The purpose is clear. To teach all nations. That means it is not just the work of the pastor. It is the work of every believer in Christ. To take the gospel to dark places. To dark hearts. To dark homes. To dark communities. And to light up the place with the name of Jesus. To raise people who will trust in the Lord. To raise people who will do the same. So we said the purpose is clear. Verse 20, Matthew 28. You there? That says, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. So don't forget, we said from verse 18, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and teach all nations. So we said the purpose is clear. Then it says, teaching them all things I have what? And lo, I am with you always. Till the end of the world. So, the teachings of Jesus become our manual for Christian living. And one of the things he taught them about is prayer. And I know, because I've been around for a few days, as a believer, and I know that the subject of prayer is what a lot of people don't want to talk about. They don't even want to address prayer. You know people pay people to pray for them. How do you know that? You don't know. I'm not saying, Kinyo, pay, they will put money in the envelope. It's not you are giving to a pastor and then he's praying for you. No. See, I'm contracting you to be praying. What a job. Hallelujah. What a job. What if I told you I prayed and I did not pray? It's hereby. Oh, walk out. Oh, the walk, oh, the walk, all that. I just said, I'm praying. Will you be there? You that you cannot pray. You cannot sit down to watch pray. Because a lot of people don't want to pray. And we're going to get there. Some people just say, nothing is happening to me now. I'm okay. Have you had Christmas chicken before? I know I've seen Christmas chicken before. He's very okay by February. By March, he's saying, I'm okay. Nobody's... In fact, I saw them kill a goat the other day. Then when it's layer time, I saw them kill a ram. Nobody can touch me. They love me. That's the way the devil is doing some people. He's packaging them. And they think, nothing is wrong with me. I just bought a car last week. Why should I be praying? Because prayer is not about buying a car. Prayer is not about getting a job. Prayer is not about getting married. It's not about getting admission. It's not about graduating from college. It's called Christmas chicken. Put aside for the time of harvest. If you observe Christmas chicken, they don't always believe it. When you take the knife, they don't always believe it first. Because he has been around for long. Why are they killing me? Nothing. They don't touch me in this house. I'm a pet. Pets. Inside the pot. And why would people mock prayer? I've seen people mock prayer before. You know, sometimes unbelievers try to live by the standard of the world. So, you put a church on Instagram. Right? And then, whatever people comment, you do it. So when people say, the teachings are too long, you reduce teachings. See, the church is not friendly. You made it friendly. You made it friendly so much that people started sleeping with one another. Very friendly. Amen. Very friendly. Amen. Then they put you on Insta blog again. You started trending. Then you ask God for forgiveness. Okay, that's good. He's a gracious God. You will recover soon. Then They say, the church prays too much. What exactly do you want the church to be doing? Before you know it, they will say, start serving ice cream in the church. And some churches will do it. Imagine on Sunday as you are coming in, you get a scoop. Hallelujah. And you know, you can even get flavor. So, what flavor do you want? Vanilla or strawberry? Say, I want strawberry in the name of Jesus. The subject of prayer is so important that the devil wants you to forget it. And we're going to see, when we don't pray, the things that can happen. So, Jesus taught them to pray in Matthew chapter 6. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are sleeping, say amen. Okay, no one. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I told you, your prayer starts with an identity. Our Father. We are praying primarily because we are talking to our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So, prayer is definite. This forms almost the structure for every prayer. I must first realize that God is Father. He's not an angry God. God is Father. He is a Father to us. We are children of God. I'm a child of God. You believe that one? And that's one of my most said statements on earth. I probably cannot amen that I've said that in my life. I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. I've got a spirit. So, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, and the first item is what? First prayer focus. Your kingdom come. How about that? It is when you pray, tell the Father what you need. And that says, he already told you, your Father knows you need all these things. In Matthew chapter 7. Amen. Don't say the Gentiles, whether you say you need a car, the Gentiles also need cars. If you say you need a job, everybody without Christ, amen, needs a job, amen. Mercy, don't you need a job? Don't you want, you want a higher paying job, right? Everybody, there's nobody in the world that if you say, come and get a job that pays you, say, 300,000 naira extra. You know, I said, no, I love medicine. I like being a doctor, is it like? Etos. You just get it. Just let's say the average hospital salary. I don't know what level now. Commence. I mean, commence is the scale. You're not sure. You've not started. Commence is this, eh? Co-S for normal health workers and commence for medical doctors. And then they say, commence 11. I think 11. The 11 is, no, the 9. You start with 9 and then 11 for. Sorry, I was working in Luke at the point. Salary is a very serious thing. I calculate everything. So they say, they are giving you 300,000 naira. Then someone comes and says, you know what? Just be my gate man. And I'll give you 2 million per month. Everybody in this church will be a gate man. You put it on a LinkedIn. I open the gate. I have the skill for lateral motion. To open and to close. To blind and to loose. Expert in key management. I like staying in cubicles. You know, you just put everything on LinkedIn. But that's not a prayer focus. That's not the first thing that you ask for. Oh, it's not about money. God wants us to have happy marriages. Oh, really? That's why he never got married himself. Amen? Nah, don't misquote me. See, that pastor is against marriages. The lies much more. Amen. Not, but that's not what he asked you. He said, your kingdom comes. How many times have we prayed the wrong way? Jesus' first item when he's teaching prayer, he said, you pray about the kingdom of God. And what will you pray about the kingdom? That it is done, his will is done on earth. Oh, so God has a will. God has a plan. You know what people do these days? People try, they have their own plans, then they start praying about their own plans. You're funny. You're a comedian. God has his own plans and they are already blessed. You don't even have to pray about it. Hallelujah. You don't even have to pray about it. I'm praying if I should go and preach on Saturday. As how? His plans are already blessed. His plans are already blessed. That's a mistake. When we now craft our own plans and our own dreams and ambitions. After everything, I say, God, now let me bless this thing. Your kingdom comes. Your will is done on earth as it is already done in heaven. Your will is done on earth. Amen. Amen. So we said, what is God's will? Why did he create us? Then we went to Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. I want to be fast now so that we can have time to pray. So we said Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. I believe you have turned there now. We said God created man from the dust of the ground and put the breath of life in his nostrils. Genesis 2 7. So God made man. Don't forget the state of the earth before God made man. The earth was dark. The Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Abi? I think we taught that during the workers' meeting. Somewhere around that. Methuselah. Alright. The teachings will be out. They'll be out before the weekend. Is that clear? Taught on Methuselah. Alright. And the Spirit of God moved out of the face of the waters. Bible says, and there was darkness and emptiness. Chaos. Chaos. Everything was scattered. That's why when God made everything, I said, it is now good. The word good is tohu. That is, it is now in order. Things are now orderly. So, before God stepped in, the earth was in chaos. So, God now made rest available. We have taught this in a lot of teachings. That God's answer for chaos is what? Come on, say it loud. God's answer for chaos is what? Rest. Sabbath. So rather than everything being disorderly, you are going to rest in me, says the Lord. So because of that, God created man and put him in the garden. God created man and put him in the garden. In the garden to be rolling around. No, he says to dress and to keep it. That's your purpose. To dress and to keep it. So God's will now be done on earth. You know, I'm going to look at that much more because I have a lot to say about Eden and God's garden and all of that. But it can be today. I want to look at the theme of Genesis, the subdue the nations, have dominion. We look at all those things one by one. Maybe in this school of prayer, maybe in another teaching. Yeah, all the same is the same Bible. We are just giving different topics. Amen. You know, we can teach the same topic with the same Bible verses. It's just different topics and emphasis. So God provided rest for chaos, light for darkness. Then he asked you to pray. He says, you are going to pray that God's kingdom will come. And I told you that if you're familiar with the Hebrew Bible, and the moment you hear kingdom, then you know that there is a fight. Kingdom is a word used for altercations. When people have to, you have to defeat someone to have a kingdom. Kingdom is not a given right. You know, a lot of believers feel entitled. You know, they just feel entitled. I remember Baba Deboye said something, was 2015, 15, 14. I can't remember which of the year. And I was in the meeting. I was just seated there. And he said something, he said, naturally, nobody wants to listen to God's word. That's how much work the devil has done. And, you know, there's something about when someone who has been in ministry before you are born is talking, you listen. Don't be stupid. You know, you'd be stupid to say, no, you know, I know the word that the Bible says. The Bible not say anything. Listen. I love the way Bro Egan said it. He said, Bro Egan's son. He said, when someone has been in ministry before you is talking, you keep quiet and you listen. Don't assume you know anything. Don't assume you know a bit of what he's talking about. So, Baba said something. He said, naturally, people don't want to hear God's word. So whatever can make them sit down and listen to you must be supernatural. I cannot forget it. He said, whatever can make you go to someone's house and you are teaching them God's word and they are listening and they are praying with you, he said, that is supernatural. The devil has done work. So he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That kingdom, we said, is a fighting word. Is a fighting word. That's why God will tell man in Genesis 1:28, of course, that's the man in the new creation, right? I don't think I should be repeating that one. Genesis 1:26, God's image is the Christ, Abby. Then in that image, male and female, he created them, Abby. Those will be men in Christ, Abby. Abby, men in the image of God. Then in verse 28, he now gave them dominion. Observe. Why would he say, go and have dominion, subdue? You think subdue means you just get there and then say, oh, I own this place. No, subdue means you have to fight. There is no giving rights. Subdue, dominion, they are words and terminologies for a fight. Some believers don't know we are in a fight. We're in a fight. We're in a fight. A fight against chaos. A fight against darkness. We're going to see that much more. And that's why your prayer life ought to be vibrant. There is no Christian living if there is no prayer life. No, a lot of people don't want to hear that. You just want to go to a place where they just tell you, woo! Shout glory, glory. Shout glory. Dun, 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 dun. And then drums will be going, you say, ah, I like that church. You know, there's church, there's church. Ah, God is in that church. You say, why? We are just sweating today. It was a thief chasing you. Ah, no more, that they are choir. It's not like that gross house church. They would just be saying, can we lift our hands and bless the Father? Ah, I sweat. Jesus. You know, people are very active during that. The moment you pick the mic, and say, Matthew 28, airplane mode, sleep mode, dream mode. Very active. You know, those are lazy students. You know, there are some students that are active during break time. Have you seen them before? I taught in a jam lesson once in my life. You know, that people who are active during break time or during holidays. Lazy students. I said, some Christians, babe. It's a fight. It's a fight. Every day you choose to serve God. Every day you choose to side with the light. Every day you choose to say, I'm a child of God. It's a fight. The devil is not going to have you. He's not going to let you have it easy. A lot of people don't understand that. So prayer, primarily, we said, is not about us. It is to the Father about His kingdom. It is to the Father about His will. It is to the Father about His purpose for us on the earth. Hallelujah. Look at Jeremiah 33. We were there last week. Jeremiah 33. Learning something? Don't be no offense to any generation. But don't be a Gen Z Christian. No offense to any generation. I'm a Gen Z myself. Amen. Gen Z. Very actively Gen Z. All of you can be whatever you want to be. I'm Gen Z. When another one after I'm Gen Z, there's another one. What would they not give them? There's already Z. They go back to A. Alpha. I'm Alpha. Oku Omega. I'm Alpha. Any gender is the latest. That's what I am. You know, it won't be that kind of Christianity. Hey, Papa. I even hear one say, hey, Dad in the sky. I'm serious. Hey, Dad in the sky. Swally. even the devil is shocked. He just say, ah, oh yeah, but do now. Like, pray, going to pray. Which one is this one? I don't know where to strike. I don't know if you are for me or you are for him. Hallelujah. Hey, Papa in the sky. In the ocean. Jeremiah 33. Verse 3 is really my concern. I found verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, maker thereof, the Lord that formed it and established, the Lord is His name. Can we verse 3 together? Call unto me and I answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things Say, call it, read it again. Call on to me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call on to me, and I'll answer you. Listen very well. He said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. That means if prayer is about things, then you already know it. There's no way you are asking for something you don't know. So you're going to say, Father, I need. You know, your needs change per time in your life. There was a time that all you are praying to God was for a bicycle. I remember praying to God for a Nintendo DS. How many of you know that game? Nintendo DS. You have to be at least 1994. You know Nintendo DS? You can't. You have to be at least 94. So I was praying to God for Nintendo DS. I said, God, that was after Sega. I had Sega. I said, God, this is not Sega. Sega has gone. Everybody already has Sega. I want to be more than them. So it was Nintendo DS that was in there. And I was praying like I was fasting. Then later, he was in boarding house. I knew that I already failed that subject, French. I was not praying to God. I was serious. After devotion like this, there's a hill that is close to our dormitory. I will go there, I will climb the hill and say, oh God of Adebuye. French. I still feel 34. F in red pen. My dad said, oh, go French. I said, go French. Oh, to go Yoruba. Then what do you now understand? I failed French, I failed Yoruba, I failed music. Alright? So your needs change, but you know them. Oh, now I know I need a job. Of course. Oh, now I know I need a wife. Of course, you know. Now I know I need money. Of course, you'll not be wishing for a miracle money. There's no miracle money anywhere. You're just a thief. Amen. But he says, when you call unto me, I will show you what you don't know. So prayer is about, it's not about what you know, it's about what you don't know. Prayer brings revelation. I will show you. So that means the more we pray, the more we see. Call unto me and I will show you. That means those who don't pray, they don't see what God is doing. Those who don't pray, they don't recognize what they ought to be doing because they can't see. Call unto me and I will show you great and marvelous things that you don't know of. So that means the more we pray, the more we see. The more we pray, the more we perceive. The more we pray. Amen. Can we pray a bit? Just pray. Call unto me. Lebro saka lebarina makoso. Lebro du shambala keteta. Arida do so bed leke lebo saka. Yenganga tu zele gadeba todole. Hello do sembre de gadeba kusha. Anda la kata. Rebondo sombre de gada pomkotusa. Libra da da shondola bayade. Regete tebo robobo sondolo boye. Parada dosha gada. Lima rababado do susu. Amen. So, call unto me and I will show you great and marvelous things that you don't know. So we said, it is a fight. Obviously from Genesis. From the Genesis of man, you see that fight. Don't forget where you're coming from. We said, the first item in prayer is what? Your kingdom come. And we said, kingdom is a fighting word. Kingdom is a fighting word. If you're familiar with documentaries, now if you're familiar with the 18s, the 70s, I watch a lot of documentaries, a lot. The recent one I watched was about Queen Amina. I like to know about all these people. There was a time I watched about Macaulay, Lord Lugard. I like watching documentaries generally. There's something about just being in a time when you were not, you know, just being able to see what happened when you were not there. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. So, I saw the way they took kingdoms. If you say Ibadan is very big. Ibadan is very big because your empire was fighting everybody. Amen. There's some people from Ibadan, yeah. Bro, why uncle? Ibadan boy. I was born in Ibadan, but I'm not an Ibadan boy, amen. But me proudly Ibadan boy, sha. I like Ibadan a lot. Your Lagos is, I don't understand. Alright, so. You know, and the way they got those lands, and you say, but it's very big, but it's times 18. of Lagos, geographically. Imagine it's a place that is 18 times bigger than Lagos. But they got that with a fight. Amen. So when you talk about kingdoms, kingdoms are gotten by fighting. Alright? So, look at the genesis of man. God made man, put him in the garden. Then, said, dress and keep it. Take of the tree of life. Walk in the light. And the next chapter, he didn't wait till chapter 25. Just the next chapter, the serpent was more subtle than every beast of the field. And the serpent said to the woman, the devil doesn't wait. It's a fight. The serpent said to the woman, as God said, I've told you, the devil is a smart devil. And the funny thing is that, you know, it's the same, I love the way Pastor Yaklume said it. You know, it's the same devil that Paul met with, that is still around. The same demons. You know, demons don't die. Amen. Say, for that one die. He's a lie. That one, they will not die. Spirits don't die. Sorry. So the same demons that said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, they are still around. Amen. Amen. So, if you have been living for 8,000, 10,000 years, and you don't know how to deal with people, then you are not smart. But we see the devil is smart. Every generation, he brings in a new thing that ends in the same path of destruction. A new thing. Now people are identifying as whatever they want to identify as. It's okay. You like identify as a dog. Dog. Dog, you are eating pizza. Amen. That you use toilet, you use water to clean your mess. If I catch dogs, don't do that. But you just see devil introduce something else that ends on the same part of delusion and destruction. The devil came. He said, as God said this one, then the woman fell for what he said. It's a fight. And a lot of believers, like I said earlier, don't realize that this fight is ongoing in our own lives. You and man and I. Every day you choose to serve God. Every day you say in the name of Jesus. Every day you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. The fight is ongoing. No, he's the Prince of Peace, but he's the mighty man of war. It's a fight. Serving the Lord is a fight. Let me show you something. Look at 2 Corinthians 10. Are you in the school of prayer? Are you sure? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I will to God that we pray tonight. I pray very well. You know, it's a fight we are not scared of. Amen. It's a fight we always win by the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, the devil is under our feet. Defeated. Vanquished. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're sure about that. The darkness is beneath. It's beneath us. No. It's beneath. Alright, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That is, we don't war with our minds and logic. We don't fight with our intelligence. That's what Paul is saying. He said, I know we are walking in as humans in the flesh, in this body. He said, Paul, listen very well. We must not fight with logic. We must not fight in the flesh. Can we verse 4 together? 4 to 6. Everybody want to go? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling out of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal. They are not carnal. Let me say this one. Now, I went to the College of Medicine, Health Sciences, whatever you want to call it. But I'll say this. You had a very terrible dream, or you keep having a terrible dream, and, you know, it appears like someone else after you. You see, you feel strangled sometimes. And then, the next person you are going to is the therapist. Like I said, in fact, we did clinical psychology. Right? I think that's 311. Yeah, it should be 311 or 4 something, I can't remember. Clinical psychology. Went to Yaba. I know everything. Come. That is not the first call. If it is a serious battle, both you and the therapist. God forbid you are the therapist. Both you, the therapist, that office, if darkness has your time, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Oh, Pastor, I get scared. Every time I just have a sudden fear. A fear that someone is after me. A fear that I'm falling. A fear that, have you prayed? Now, I understand the average man will say, these are things that the whites deal with. How many things are the whites dealing with? Sometimes because you have not been somewhere, you have a very false estimate of what they are going through. You mean in a place where gunshot and killing is just, it's like you are doing Christmas. Or Ileya. You mean in a place where people, where the rate of depression is the highest in the world. As poor as Africa is, depression is not even 1/4 of what you have in the West. Now I know that people listen to us from the West. It's just fact. Amen. That's not the first call. Then the therapist is saying, you know what you're going to do? Every time you wake up in the morning, first thing you take a deep breath. Deep breath. Breathe. When you are done breathing out, the devil will say, oh, when you breathe out, Tom, I will make sure you breathe away. That's not the first call. What you're not realizing is you are in a fight. I don't remember what Oyedepo said it some years ago. He said, the fact that you have opposition and a battle means you are doing something right. I think I shared it with the leaders. If your life is just, you are just, nothing is opposing you. You know, you're not serving God, nothing is happening. No, everything just appearing. Be sure there's a way that seems right to a man. I love the way he said it. He said, if we are not serving God, why then are we under pressure? Why then is the devil coming for us? We must be doing something right. Because it's a fight. It's a fight. And a lot of believers are losing the war. You pray, you wake up and you act like, he said, oh yeah, there's prayer meeting. Everything prayer. You understand praying. But you can press phone. You can even do Guinness Book of Record. Longest hour of phone pressing. Phone at all. You can watch skits. For some people, you can even eat gym. You don't miss your gym appointment. But you miss prayer appointment. Someone is deceiving you. It's a fight. He said, though we walk in the flesh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't war after the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See the way Ephesians is. It's St. Paul in Ephesians. Verse chapter 6. Are you with me? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If it is not that important, why is he saying it in every church? Why is he saying it in every church? He told the church in Corinth. He said, hey, listen, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are doing yoga. When you stretch, it connects to your spirit. So when you just stretch, it stretches your heart. Now, I like all of those things. So you now take a shameful posture. Like a land. Then they say, if you want the meditation to be sweeter, put on candle. Oh, my putting wobble, Lord, dead, yeah. No, I know what I'm saying. I've been around for a few days. Say, if only you put on scented candles, you start with one candle. Before you know it, you find that with the top candle round, alright, bele, encounter. He said, sometimes that a white candle does not help. That red connects our spirit. Oh yeah, you go buy red candle. Someone saw you say, no, it's not what you think. It's meditation. You are meditating your way to darkness. When God told you to meditate, Joshua 1:8, he told you to meditate with the word. What you're doing is calling God inefficient. What you're doing is saying God's word doesn't work. Say, meditate with the word. Think on the word. Use the word to calm down. So you start doing breathing. Breathe. Breathing. Red candles all around you. Carry. You are fighting the battle. A battle of guns. You brought stick. And your name is not David. Amen. A battle of God, your shield is a plastic plate. So we don't walk after flesh. So it says, Ephesians 6:10, the strong in all and the power of his mind. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is Paul. If there is someone that can tell you about the devil, it is this man. 2 times left for dead. At a point, they were after his life. Fellow believers had to let him down through the wall of a city. You know how high that is? At another point, shipwreck. And a viper fastened himself to Paul's hand. Paul knew it was not, this is not a viper issue. Hallelujah. This is not a viper issue. A lot of believers would have said, nah, the issue is that we just not go to riverine area. It's not about riverine areas. If you go to another area where there are no vipers, it will use something else. I told you earlier, it's a smart devil. You've got to be spiritually smart. And that's why we have a lot of churchgoers. Listen very well to this one. Look up. A lot of churchgoers who don't know that they're actually serving the devil. Now I'm not saying they are literally going to church and they're saying, yeah, Satan. No. I'm saying they are not serving God. You know, he told them, he told them, that day some will come, they'll say, we did miracles in your name. Didn't we dance in your name? Didn't we organize concerts in your name? Didn't we praise your name? And they'll say, I don't know you. What did you do again? You've got to do things the proper way. Sometimes the devil leaves people because if you are not a threat. You are not a threat. The moment you start doing things God's way, he'll come for you. So in ministry, you cannot put prayer aside. If you have something to do for God in this world, the devil will come for you. And you're not useless. Amen. You know, we say you have a purpose. Right? You believe that? You have a purpose? You believe that? You're not useless. I'll say it now. You are responsible. You are useful for God. He will use you. He says, put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to withstand the words of the devil. Look at Luke 10. I'm just showing you around. So that when you are praying, you know that it's a war. You know that it's a fight. I remember some times ago, it was one night like that. What was I doing? I think I was playing game. It was at night. It was around 10 p.m. I was done working. And I was playing game. Video game. And I started sweating. The fan was on, everything was on. It was about 2 years ago. I had the AC on. And the AC was on, the fan was on, everybody was cold. But I was sweating profusely. And I was just looking around. I increased everything. I dropped the video game. I already was having an idea of what was going on. I dropped the video game. I was just sweating. I'm chilling now. Now, if you are not smart, you start fanning yourself. The issue is not fine. Then suddenly I started feeling uneasy. I checked outside to know if there's anybody around. I said, there's nothing, everywhere's quiet. These were just uneasy. I felt like there were people around. I felt like many people were around. You know when you are in a stuffy room? You know what I mean? I remember I've been in a stuffy room before where there are plenty of people. Maybe you are waiting for a queue in the government office. You know how you have waited in the government office. You know what I'm talking about. And it's stuffy and the place is... And suddenly I started perceiving some smell. What's this? I am not foolish. I started speaking in tongues. You can't afford to be stupid at that time. You say, all I need is fresh air right now. Fresh air. Fresh air can land you in the hospital at that moment. Amen. They came for me. They do often. Hallelujah. You can't serve God without that. Hallelujah. You can't serve God without that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Look at Luke 10. Are you with me tonight? Just start praying. And gradually, in fact, I put off the AC so I can know what's going on. Put off the AC, put off the fan. Whatever you want to do, start doing now. Let's start praying. Please. Let's come forth soon. The parties is get back on this. He brought all Shaitan. This a lap over God. I am full of God's power. I am full of God's spirit. Let go go susi. Let the barati go on Sunday. Let kitasa. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. La kori dango sem brikatus de leka costa. He garango tombole ya de costa. He guru ti samba la katasta. Darkness, you've got no place here. Darkness, you've got no place here. Ma brudo sham dakli bo frade di gasta. This life belongs to Jesus. help all these. You know, you've got to be smart. Hallelujah. He said you put on the whole armor of God. What did he call it? He said you praying always. You praying always. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always is all prayer and supplication in the spirit. That's what it calls the armor of God. The word of God praying always. I've taught you this before. Go and listen to our teaching. The weapons of our warfare. Amen. Luke 10. That's what I asked you to open to. You there now? Alright. Verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You believe that? I believe it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. This is not about serpents. Amen. You know, there was a pastor like that went to bring a serpent. And I said, be passing it. I think I've shared it before. He said, be passing it. And we are passing it in the church. He said, because he said, I've given you power. And the serpent got to him. He stung him. He didn't do anything to anybody. The devil is a funny devil. Amen. He waited and he got to him. Just struck. That's not the devil. The devil just walking in something. Amen. Just a lesson. A small lesson. He didn't die. I don't know. I think he died. Hallelujah. He says, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. If you are not going to meet them, he won't tell you he has given you power. Jesus is giving you a foreground of the ministry in Christ. He's saying that if you're going to be a minister, an effective minister of the power of God, then expect serpents and scorpions. He calls it the power of the enemy. So there's an enemy. Tell someone beside you, there's an enemy. Don't be your own chief enemy. Hallelujah. You can tell the person, if you are led to tell the person, maybe the person needs to hear it. Hallelujah. Don't be your own chief. You know, sometimes you ever have left some people, they are their own enemy now. The times you ought to pray, you are not there. The time you ought to consecrate yourself to God, you are not there. The hours, sacred hours. You know, Jesus was his disciples said, watch with me for an hour. They slept off. When he came back, they slept off. Then he came back, then they started praying. He said, don't worry, sleep. When God tells you to sleep. Hallelujah. When God tells you to sleep on. You know there's a problem. That means what you were meant to do that time, you didn't do it. Don't be a Gen Z Christian, I've told you. Some years ago, I had to wake up by 1 o'clock in the midnight. When someone told me I was going to die in 7 days, I didn't pay attention. Until like the first day, I said, then it just came to my mind. I said, for God to bring this thing to my mind, Oga, you've got to pray. So at night, I went as 1 year, call it superstitious. Thank you. You know you are more developed in spiritually now. You know you have grown. Call me baby Christian. Thank you. I went outside. Faced the moon like this, started speaking in tongues. Stayed here. Hallelujah. I thought I know Baba Ola where you say you think I'm playing. Started speaking in tongues. Leko sopra tata yadas. No death is here. Amen. See my hand. That's the way you they've not threatened you with death before. He says, you will tread upon serpents and scorpions. That means they are in the way. They are in the way. They are in the way. Many times we ask like, when those pressures come, we ask, sometimes it doesn't come like that too. Sometimes it's done in a very subtle way. Don't forget, the serpent was more subtle. Sometimes they will just introduce something that appears very nice now. Just take this thing and don't do this ministry. That's serpent and scorpion. But we are victorious. You don't believe that one. We are victorious. Amen. So, if there are no serpents and scorpions, he won't ask you to trample. So, you need to wake up. Those who must stand for God, they must stay sharp in the place of prayer. Those who must stand for God must stay sharp in the place of prayer. Remember, there was a time like that with myself and a couple of friends. So, we went out and we went on an outreach. It was a power outreach. And we healed a lot of sick people and all of that. 2013. Yeah, we used a lot of sick people like that. So one of us put it on Facebook and then someone wrote, these are normal things for Christians. I think I've said it before. So these are normal things for Christians. You know, we cast out devils, the first thing I told the guys, I said, did you know how much we prayed for this thing? Oh, Mbadwa. own car what? Own go message. He says it's normal. Go and do it. There was a disciple like that, we disciple one time. The madman chased. I've shared it before. I don't know if I've shared it before. At the time, the madman chased. There's another one that is a madman. It's just different people, different focus. Hallelujah. You've not seen someone that demon is chasing before. I've been around for a few days. You know, growing up in Ibadan gives you a different light to the power of God. Amen. I always say Lagos, you don't have demons. You have corporate demons. If demon wants to go against your ministry, they'll just like declare like an holiday. Like they can just ban Christian gathering. Demons in Ibadan and those places, they don't ban Christian gathering. We hold it. But they want to hold you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray. You must stay sharp there. So yeah, that's what believers do. We cast out demons. We rot these things. I said, nah. Guys, don't be deceived. These are products of prayer. It's a product of prayer. What bad rain? It's a product of prayer. To stay sharp in the place of prayer. That's how you serve God. Not slothful business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. That's how you do it. Fervent in spirit. Amen. You must stay sharp there. No, the devil is treating of you, like I said earlier, like Christmas chicken. He said, nah. All these things that you're saying, I don't experience all those things. There's no time it's stuffy. I don't feel any strangulation. In fact, I don't have drink. I sleep like a baby. For how long? It's not about sleeping like a baby. The question is, for how long will you do it? You want to serve God. You don't want your life to be empty. You know, we talked about that in workers' meeting. Please go and listen to those teachings again. You don't want your life to be empty. You want to serve Jesus. You want it that when you have left this world, your impact and your labor is still going on. Amen? You know, that's me, amen? This voice, many generations will still hear it. Even when I'm not here again. Amen? There was a man that came in the name of Jesus. He taught Jesus. He taught Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be a Christmas chicken. Very healthy every February. April, unneeded. June, unnecessary. Until December. David knew that the kingdom of God was not by fighting Goliath. He knew it. Look at Psalm 91. For a man who never lost a battle. For a man who knew that every battle he went to was the favorite. Like an Arsenal football club. Well, observe what he wrote in Psalm 91. Verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Why is he saying this one? He is in the palace. Surrounded by military. Surrounded by... You can't touch David. Come on. David is the one that said he needed water. And three men surrounding him, they went into the camp of the enemy and they were killing people. Historically, about 300 people fell with just his three men. So imagine when you face 300 of his men. When three men can kill 300. When he faced 300 of his men or 4,000 of his men. That's the kind of security he had around the palace. Then he said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. That's someone who understood the kingdom. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers. Under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by the day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes as noonday. Hallelujah. This is a man that understands the fight. The fight is not about arrows. It's not about shields. He saw that with Goliath. He says, there is an arrow that flies by the day. There's a destruction, a pestilence that wastes at noon. You must understand the fact. This is why we pray. No, a lot of people, they just want, you know, modern churches. There's nothing called modern churches. The church, I love the old time religion. Amen. Amen. I love, you call me old school. Thank you. New school. What's that new school doing for you now? I love that whole time religion. When people have times of prayer, when there's no time you enter the church, you will be hearing people praying. Someone is somewhere. You see two people holding hands. That's the kind of Christianity I grew up in. Amen. On campus, where you are praying you every night. There's no time you don't see people praying. The other day I went to Lute, and there was no one praying. I was shocked. Because while I was a student, I mean, don't say you know what I'm talking about. You probably have seen me some time. I mean, every night, there's never a time I went out to pray that I didn't see people. I didn't say two. I didn't say one. I didn't say four. I didn't say six. Amen. Everybody that is praying, we know ourselves. Amen. I used to see him sometimes. Yeah, I know everybody that used to pray. When I see anything, glory to God. Hallelujah. Old time religion. When you know that this thing is not by power, by mind, you don't pastor, you don't preach the gospel by oratory. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, can we just bless God this morning? Hallelujah! Church, I'm so grateful for the Lord. I don't just want us to raise a peace offering, and we just shout glory! Then the drummer figure, da-da-da-da-da. By the time you remember your time, you will dance that dance. May it not be a dance of shame. That old time religion, when we knew we were up against the fight. That's what I want. He said, there's a pestilence that wastes. He said, it wastes at noonday. At noon, there's a destruction that can waste a man. There are many people who are still walking around the earth, but they are wasted. They have no usefulness for God, neither for this world. They are wasted. When God took away the kingdom from Saul, he was still sitting on the throne. Ex-anointed. He was still on the throne. David said, there's a pestilence that wastes at noonday. It wastes someone away. The destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand. He shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, is my habitation. There shall no evil befall me. Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how we pray. Amen. Amen. This is someone that understands the kingdom of God. So when he says, when you pray, you say, our Father, your kingdom comes, your will be done on earth. It's a fighting word. The kingdom of God is not just established with mouth. It's not established with money. You don't just have money and start a church. And you gather people, but you're not gathering sons of God. You gather people, you're not gathering disciples of Christ. I don't want that. I don't want a congregation of 50,000 where half of them cannot even heal the sick. I don't want it. I don't want it. That's not growth. That's a cancerous growth. I want men with the power of God. That's how ministry is done. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, says the Lord. They are mighty. He says, you are going to put on the whole armor of God. What is it? The word of God praying always. The word of God praying always. So David understood the kingdom. You know? One day like I had this song. I will pray. If I don't pray, then down. And so one guy played it, you know, one believer, brother. He played it and he said, I'm not going to, he's still a believer. Hallelujah. And Satan cannot make mess of a believer. No, that the spirit is within. The anointing is upon. I was just laughing. He's already making mess of you like this. The fact that you are saying this nonsense, you know, Satan cannot make mess of us. Right now, what happens is, as he is, amen, as he is, you know, you start saying English. Oh no, there's a glory, hallelujah, there's a glory, the glory of the power, of the glory of the saints, of the spirit, of the unstrung, of the power, of the mercy. Carry. If you don't pray, Satan will make mess of you. Clear. He will make mess of you double times. I know you know who you are in Christ. With who you are in Christ, with who you are not, he will make mess of both of them together. Look at Luke 22. As you are saying, he cannot make mess of us. The devil is very proud of you. He is clapping you. The truth is, if you don't pray, Luke 22, Satan will make mess of you. Easily. Luke 22. You and I in the school of prayer. Verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan desire to have you, to sift you as what? Eh? Do you know what that means? To make mess of you. He want to make a mess of you. To sift you as wheat. Now that is Simon, the same one Jesus told, I will build my church. The same one that has followed Jesus for 3 years. Jesus is his pastor. Jesus is his pastor. Not Yemi Adesanya. Jesus. The Lord Jesus. God in man. For man. True man. With man. Is his pastor. He said, Satan wants to make a mess of you. He's a foundational apostle. The one that stood up and 3,000 men got saved. Jesus said, Satan wants to make a mess of you. He wants to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. Amen. That's what he said. He said, but I have prayed for you. Look at that word, but. It's a recovery word. I have prayed. Like, he would have done it, but I have prayed. That means prayer arrests the plans of the devil. Prayer nullifies the arrow of the enemy. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. Listen very well. That means if we don't pray, your faith will fail. So I don't understand. Sometimes, you know, there was a time in my life where I used to pray. There was a time in my life that I just wanted to serve God. Right now, I don't even know. Prayer. When you see people who used to serve God and no longer serve God. In fact, now they don't just not serve God. They oppose people who are serving God. That's a backsliding Christian. Oftentimes, it's because when you see people doing what you know you ought to be doing, you now negate them. So, no longer is not that you are not just serving God, you are now opposing who are serving God and talking against the ministry of the Spirit, your faith has failed. The genesis of it is a lack of a prayer life. And if we keep it on, listen very well, we will end up like the things we criticize. If we don't pray, everything you have spoken against, everything, you just, little by little, the person is becoming like that. Suddenly, you know, you have no interest in Christian meetings. Why should I go to church? All this church service, right? All this church service. Oh, if I don't go now, that brother will now call me and start saying, why didn't he come to church? And, well, let me just go and satisfy him. May your faith not fail. He's also bitter. What the devil wants, he does not want your job. He doesn't want your fishing boat. He doesn't want your fishing net. He does not want your family. He wants your faith to fail. Is that not what he wanted from Adam and Eve? Eh? As God said. They said, we believe what he said. He said, don't worry. Their faith was failing. That's what he was saying. Their faith in God's word, their faith in God's plan, in the garden of God, failed. He said he wants your faith to fail. So if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. Hallelujah. So I'll pray. You know, it's something definite about prayer is that when we pray, the devil has nothing. You see, the moment you start praying, it's no longer a fight. It's now a bullying. It's a fight because you are not praying. It's a fight when you are neutral. The moment you turn to the Spirit, it's no longer a fight. You are bullying him. He has nothing again. Prayer defeats the enemy. That is one of the most outstanding quotes you can ever hear. Charles Spurgeon. Prayer defeats the enemy. Prayer defeats the enemy. Prayer defeats the enemy. Jesus already tells you, you trampled upon snakes and serpents and scorpions over the power of the enemy. Play for me as I close. So that means there is the power of the enemy. There is the power of the enemy. There is the power of the enemy. Listen to me, glorious house church. There is the power of the enemy. Jesus did not say the devil is powerless. He says, I'm giving you power over the power of the enemy. You've got to put that in your mind. You carried your Bible and you are going to a disciple's house. And you think the devil is just there,
Yes.
No. As you are discipling, it's discipling too. You leave the person's house, you just finish preaching. Someone else comes. And say, they invited you for that meeting. And I want make we get somewhere together. Say where? There's a party.
Say, hey.
That's a disciple. Hey. Party. You know what I would do? That meeting had invited me for is 3 sessions. I'll go for the one in the morning. I'll just attend 2. God understand 2/3 is pass mark. The devil is discipling the person. By the time he gets there, you know what? The devil knows what he's doing. He's a smart devil. By the time he gets one, he says, this party is interesting. They will do the program next year. It's a fight. And if you keep quiet, you lose immediately. You lose by default when you're quiet. How do you stay winning? How do you stay full of power? How do you stay full of glory? Prayer. Prayer defeats the enemy. Brothers and sisters, we must be full of prayer. Prayer power. James says the prayer of a righteous man makes power available. Let's come to James. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Listen very well. What is he telling you? He's saying, learn from Elijah. There is nothing you are feeling today that Elijah did not feel. When you were tired, Elijah was tired. When you felt like the pressures of the world, all everything was crashing against you, say Elijah felt it. When you needed a job and you felt, oh, I just need a job. See, all this spiritual thing, I just want to put it aside for now. Elijah felt it. He's a man of like passion. When you need encouragement, he said Elijah had the same like passion. Elijah was a man of like passion as we are. Can we read on? Together. Want to go? And he prayed earnestly. Wait, that's all you need to know. Elijah felt what I felt. Yet he prayed earnestly. There's no excuse not to pray. There's no excuse. They just finished beating the disciples of Jesus in Acts 4. They beat them because they healed the sick. Imagine you went to do God's work and they beat you. Some people think that the fruit of God's work is that everything is not comfortable. Sometimes, as you are doing God's work, you're on the cross. That was the center of God's will for Jesus. He was at the very center of God's will. And he was on that cross. And he said, come down. Physician, heal yourself. If you are the son of God, come down. And he didn't. What was he doing on the cross? He was praying. He was praying. He was praying with Psalm 22. He said, my bones are out of joint. My life is out of me. Eli, Eli, sabachthani. He was praying. He was the word of God praying. And he was on the cross. They just finished beating Peter and John. Bible says, they ran back to their own company. They ran back to church. You would think that what they will be doing is, how are we going to get out of this city? How are we going to just stop all this nonsense? Is this too much? No. Bible says, in fact, didn't our master say we should dust our feet and go? They just finished persecuting them. The next thing they said, let us pray. They didn't pray that those people should die. He said, God, give us boldness to preach more. What kind of Christian are you now? Sometimes you doubt, you know, you should be looking at the kind of Holy Spirit you have. I don't understand. There's no Holy Spirit that runs from prayer. It's a training of the Spirit. When you pray, you get stronger. If you pray today, you want to pray tomorrow. If you pray tomorrow, you pray next tomorrow, you cultivate a life of prayer. Don't be a Christian, the devil is always proud to go to. I didn't know that when you come around this place, you feel it. When you come around here, you'll be reminded of your defeat. There's no room for darkness here. Jesus said, the prince of this world came and he found nothing in me. Go back to James. Elijah was a man of like passion. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again and heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. But look at what he said in verse 16. Confess your fault to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, can we read that part together? Want to go? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I love the way the Amplified Version puts it. It says the heartfelt prayer You know what heartfelt means? Heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. I love it. It is dynamic in its working. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. So when we pray, there is power. When we pray, there's victory. When we pray, our faith is built upon. Not like the one that Jesus told Peter, that your faith will not fail. Amen. That's the difference of prayer makes. You don't pray, your faith fails. You pray, power is available to build on your faith. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. I love to pray. You know, I'm a praying Christian. I'm a praying Christian. The devil has nothing on me. The darkness has nothing around me. I put on the whole armor of God. I'm waging the war the right way. Amen. And my weapons of warfare are not carnal. Can we pray tonight? Just go ahead and pray. Come on. You don't need prayer point. You just need to pray. Prayer is more than a point. Just pray. He says, if any man speak in tongues, he does not speak to any man. He's speaking to God. No man understand tongues. Howbeit, in the spirit, he's speaking mysteries, making tremendous power available. In the school of prayer, it's a fight. Liporo sanga yida badataya. Eroto shabba kaida laba. In the name of Jesus. Reporto soporo bayiga laba. Regede bodobosa. Prayer ascends us. Prayer takes us higher. Parodo shandagaya. Legagatu so sobaya. Lira bakura da sotoyodo. E la kira babatasha. Arugo kotoya daga. Lima ropo sopaya da. Rigoro toya gadaga. Riege keboyo da. Shepeketataya. Rubeketainda. Ropokotopo ropakakata. Rekedogo shogobo. Rema da yida da. I trample over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Imarina na bada bada. Iwu sopo kopo no toya gelego. Imare baba baba sopo na bada bada. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Lireke ketu soso yada da. The righteous run into it and they are safe. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. I'm not afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the pestilence by night. The worst in the pestilence, the fight in the noon, all the destruction that wastes as noonday. 1,000 by my left, 10,000 by my right, they will not come near me. The power of God is working. He's working in my life. He's working in my ministry. No room for darkness. No room for darkness. No room for faithlessness. Hey, the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. The heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. I will not waste the way. I will not waste away. Rubabo shabra gogogogoto. Irakakapata bata. Elekekebosa bata. Elekagagabadabadabadaba. Irekekebobobobobobobobobobo. Ribababadabadabadaba. Rebadabadabadabade. Rebadabadabadaba. Asakakakaka. Orogawadabadabadaba. Oshokobadabado. Agbara mi mimo. Rita kusa keya bada ekeke poto shosho robogo poto tobo tobo. Holy Spirit of the Lord, ribagesha badabara. Overwhelm me, overwhelm me, overwhelm me, overwhelm me, overwhelm me,
Robocopodos, Rebalageba Gozo Shoshoba, Elukosusoda, Aparatatabada, Erogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogog Oh, the power of God. Power of God forever. Power of God forever. The ministry of Jesus forever. Ripoko shopoko botola. Ligara deka 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 deka. The will of God be done on earth. As it is in heaven. 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 Ribo shebele kede botosu. Elijah was a man of like passion. He was a man of like passion. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. Adura lopa Christiani. Tafim ba lorone. Ba rugege so ba gira da gada bada. The devil will not sift me like wheat. He won't make a mess of me. Perodo shobrobonobonobokata. Ribabadebonobonobo soboregede. Ribabado shobrobonobonobonobokata. Ribabadebonobonobo soboregede. Rigadabadebonobonobonobonobo. Rigegedegedegedebonobosa. Rigagatara badagada. Arrogogoboto. Arrogobobachutopoto. Regegebotogotogo. Arrogopokaba. Arrogobo shoprobotobodo. Alegedegedegedebonobosa. Libare de lebototo. Irregedebonobotigitibotobodoba. Asopopotobogo. Arroboto soso. Iradejochochochocho. Regepopopotodo. Kept and preserved by the power of the Holy Ghost. For the Lord's work. For the Lord's glory. Are you praying at all? Amen.
Amen. Look up. You know, a lot of people don't understand prayer. Because every time you want to pray, you're looking for, well, yeah, what are we praying about?
Ah, nah.
If you know it that much, sometimes we use prayer focus. But I tell the leaders, prayer focus is just meant to guide your mind. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you're praying about the focus, and you're not praying about the focus. Hallelujah. No man understands tongues. Albeit in the spirit, he's talking to God. That's what the Bible says. So when we speak, when we pray in tongues, it's first you're talking to God. Then Jude says, building on your most holy faith. Building on your faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That means every time I pray in the Holy Ghost, I am building something. We have like just 3 minutes more. Hmm? Every time I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, I am building something. I am building something. I am building something. So, why is it? You don't realize it. But you start seeing it play out in your life. What you could not do before, you just begin to do. You see yourself lay hands on the sick and then they recover and say, when? You've prayed much. Prayer makes it available. It makes power available. Dynamic in its working. Amen. So if we pray more, listen, we will see God's hand more. It's just like that. If we pray more, we will see less of darkness. We see less of the power of the enemy. Don't be deceived. There's something called the power of the enemy. Jesus said there's the power of the enemy. If he said it, then that means there is. David said, there is a destruction that wastes at noon. And sometimes we have new generation believers. You and I were young, right? I told you I'm Gen Z. And, you know, we just, you see them laughing off, churches that pray. See, this one I just praying. I remember some years ago, I think I've shared it before. And I was in a prayer meeting. And people were holding poles. You know those kind of prayer meetings? Where people are holding poles. And they were doing like this. And rolling on the floor. And eating the floor. You're hearing it. And I said, why are they praying like this? God is not deaf. I said it. Very stupid of me. And God immediately told me, he said, the question is not why are they praying like that. The question is, why are you not praying like that? I told you before, lack of passion can never be spiritual growth. Yeah, I'm not just like that. That cannot be spiritual growth. Zeal is spiritual growth. When they saw the way Jesus did ministry, they said, it is written, the zeal of his house has consumed me. Amen. That's how we know men of God. Hallelujah. He says, Elijah's prayer was heartfelt. How does heartfelt prayer feel? Do it. Pray. Building on most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building on our most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. 1 minute more. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. This is how we win. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne. Open my eyes. Bagagati apataye manusakadali. La kurieva sotakada. Legebo shashaba. The power of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my work. The hand of the Lord is upon my church. Ele kure basanda la kayaba. Ele kopo soso poro bodede. In my going out, in my coming in. Le karu so preke tatapata. Riaro debo shebe de gedebututu. Arieva kakatutu so sebele de betiti. E dasha. 1,000 by my left. 10,000 by my right. They will not come near me. They will not come near me. I am preserved. In my going out, in my coming. My health is sound. The church of God. Living on. Marching on. By the Holy Ghost. Pekora ne samba kayada. Elaka gobo shada bada bada. Rego gobo so prepedege. My faith will not fail. 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 Amen. Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy prophet, prophet come. Again, in my life. Open my eyes to see ye seated. Sing it like you mean it. Holy Spirit, God, do it again. Every day of my life, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see. Set my life on fire for you, sing that one. Oh Lord,
set my life in order. Order for you. It is for you. Sing, oh Lord. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire. Oh Lord. Set my life in order. Sing it like a prayer. Sing it like a prayer. Sing it like a prayer. Hey, oh Lord. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire. Oh Lord. Set my life in order. It is for you. It is for you. One more time. Sing, oh Lord. Set my light on fire. Set it on fire. Holy Ghost, set it on fire. Holy Ghost, set it on fire tonight. Oh, set my life in order. Let the people so fire down. Oh yes, Lord, you are my desire. You are my desire, Lord. You are my desire, Lord. Till nothing else matters. Till nothing else matters. Set my life on fire. Set my heart on fire. Set my life in order. Chaos, cease. Disorderliness, cease. Disorderliness, cease. Set is in order. Supernatural order. Supernatural order. By the Holy Ghost. Supernatural order. By the Spirit of the Lord. Supernatural order. 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 By the Holy Ghost, supernatural order, by the Spirit of the Lord, supernatural order, by the Spirit of the Lord. My faith will not fail. 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 The devil will not make a mess of me. I won't become the things I preach against. I won't become the things I spoke against. Lord God, yes. Supernatural order. Order by the Spirit of the Lord. Order by the Spirit of the Lord. Order by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Set my heart on fire for you. It is for you. Oh Lord. Set my life in order. 1 minute more. Emi Oluwa Jehovah Mbelara mi. Emi Oluwa Jehovah Mbelara mi. Emi Oluwa Jehovah Mbelara mi. Owo Oluwa. Owo Oluwa Mbelara mi. Re popo so bege bododo. Re popo 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 do so go bodo ba. Re gede gede bodo 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 ba. Re be 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 be. Awon to ba wa nibi kokan bo go go. Won ma je abi ojiji Olodumare. Akeke bodo 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 ba. Re popo bodo 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 bo. Akeke gede gede bodo 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 ba. Akeke gede bodo bodo. Oluwa ni Oluṣuagutan mi emi ki o salai ni o mu mi dubile ni pa oko tutu o pa kan mi mo akeke bo satata ileke badabada areke debo sodo bara ire de debo osha eleke badabada e kuro to sozo ba eleke debo de badaba e gagaba bi emi ba ti le rin ni pa pa ojiji o ti diku le pa kada ba sodo ba akeda bada aya badaba aya ki o fo mi ekele bo soga ba to Oluwa wa pelu mi ake badabada ba oko re aje opo are o ma ti mi leyin lojo aye mi gogo akere baraba yara bara beni 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 eni anu re ati ori ofe re yo ma ti mi leyin lojo aye mi gogo emi o si ma bi abi ile Oluwa titi laila ami ai ni pekun aleto so fayada oni awon to ba duro ti Oluwa wa fun agbara won se wa fi yen fo bi oke bi ti wa sare ki o si re won aleke bayira ba won rin ki o su won eye bayira gaga ero to saba those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength, they will mount up on wings like eagles. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Akosede kabu atasa. Aki atasa sasa sasa. Aliada. Ero zobo sobre kite. Eya kakatete patata dano dubija. Leuru biki ya dosa. Eri bakusa la bayada. Rebo chisa na bada. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't have enough time. Hallelujah. But you know what you can do? I told you. You take atmospheres home. Amen. Amen. When you pray like this, you get home quickly, do 30 minutes. Amen. Amen. You can get, say, okay, but from 12 to, you know, oh, okay, you might be tired tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to do, take atmospheres. It's easy to pray in church. Is that clear? But don't let the devil deceive you to pray in church alone. Pray always. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. Because the devil doesn't have timetable to come at you. He comes anytime. Amen. Learn to use God's word as your weapon. Is that clear? Is that clear? You know we are victorious. You know we are victorious. You know your faith will not fail. You will not waste away.
I will not waste away.
You will stay in the refuge of the Lord. You wait on the Lord. And your strength will be renewed. Every day your strength is renewed. How about that? Every day. You are stronger. Every day. You are better.
Every day,
your feet is steady.
My feet is steady
by the Holy Ghost. You know there is supernatural order by the Spirit of God. Everything is in order.